Instead of value engineering, we're engineering value, bringing you thought leadership on how to find success in U.S. manufacturing. This is Engineering Value, a Draper podcast.
As a 118-year-old, fifth-generation family-owned business, Draper is truly unique. And with all those years of being in business comes a rich history and deep experience. And joining me on this episode of Engineering Value to talk about this history as well as the future of Draper is fifth-generation president Chris Broom. Chris, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Tyler.
This is really, really exciting, getting to dive into the history of a company that has so much history, has been around for so long. And Chris, you know, one of the things that I think really makes Draper unique is just that family-owned aspect of it. Have you looked into any of the statistics surrounding family-owned businesses and their long-term success?
Yeah, I did. I was curious about that, too. I always knew Draper was unique, being around for 118 years and still being in the family. So I did some research, and one of the things I found out is only 30% of family-owned businesses make it to the second generation. And from there, only 13% make it to the third and 3% to the fourth. And it must be very unusual for a company to get to the fifth generation because I couldn't find any percentages on that.
That's really incredible, and it really does kind of show a differentiator for Draper that you've had this same this consistency of being family-owned for so long that I think that that's really telling and a really great testament to how the company has been run and how you've continued to progress. Chris, I want to get into the origin story of the company. So how was the company originally formed, and what were the first products that you were producing?
So the company was founded by my great-grandfather, Luther Draper, and it was started here in Spiceland, Indiana, as a manufacturer of window shades for schools, primarily sold in East Central Indiana and parts of Ohio.
Right, absolutely. So the company obviously evolved from that initial product offering. So when it comes to evolving beyond what you were originally producing back 118 years ago, are there any stories of momentous decisions or big innovations that really helped push the company forward and continued kind of pushing that envelope?
Yeah, school shades were the company's primary product for a number of years. And then in the 1950s, Luther Pigeon, who was president at the time, got us involved in projection screens. Screens have a lot of similarities to shades in that they're both fabric on a roller. And his timing for getting us into projection screens was very good because technology in schools and projection was becoming much more important. And so introducing that product at that time led to a really nice increase in business, and projection screens then quickly became the largest part of our sales.
Yeah, that's really incredible, and that shows just that willingness to always be adapting, always be evolving, and to not just be married to one product, but to always be open to what the market is telling you, what innovations are out there in the marketplace that you can create products for. So how have you continued that spirit of innovation and continued pushing forward as a company?
Yeah, that was really the first of many new product areas that we've gotten into. So in the late 1980s, we got into commercial window shades. We had always been a provider of window shades for schools, but then we saw the commercial market as a great opportunity. And our timing was very good getting involved with those products as well. Then in the early 1990s, we got involved with gymnasium equipment, primarily K through 12 gymnasiums for basketball and volleyball. Both of those product introductions turned out to be extremely successful for us.
Yeah, now we're seeing just with the explosion of AV products, you know, around the world and across the country, we've really seen, you know, the need for those types of products as well, whether it be lifts and mounts for projectors or screen lifts, camera lifts and mounts, things along those lines. And so you're very active in the audiovisual space as well.
Mm-hmm. And the most recent thing we got involved there is AV mounts and structures. So being able to support LED displays and video wall type configurations, fairly new product area for us, but again, showing that we're willing to get involved in new areas as a way to grow our business.
Absolutely. And when I think about a company that's been successful over this long of a time while being family owned and that sort of thing, what I think is always interesting is that there are usually guiding principles and things that the company hangs its hat on is really these are the foundations of us as a company. So what are some of those principles at Draper that you feel like has really grounded the company and continue to kind of give it that firm foundation that it needs to continue building and continue growing?
I think the things that we focused on that's made us successful is always taking care of the customer, having a very customer outlooking focus, but also balancing that with taking care of our employee needs. So we have a very good, strong work environment. We have a number of employees that have been here for many years and have really bought into the Draper culture, and they really work hard to help make the company successful.
And you're still located in the same town that you were when you were founded, right? And that's a relatively small town in Indiana. So is there a sense of community and family? You mentioned people that have worked there in Spiceland for a long time and worked at your headquarters. Is there that feeling of family, and has that kind of small town feel helped contribute to just the overall atmosphere and the overall culture of the company?
Oh, yes, definitely. As I said, we've had a number of employees who have been here for many years. We also have a number of families that have generations of employees that have worked here too. So it's not only just a family-owned business, but a number of families have worked here over the years and made the company successful. I think when you're in a small town like this and you see a company have success, that the people in the community and the employees that work for the company really feel a sense of pride in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sense of pride, I think, contributes to just a sense of ownership where they feel as though, you know, the success of the company is also their personal success. And I think that there's something really great about that. And, we've talked about the past of Draper, the history of Draper and where you've come from, and that principle of just always evolving, always being willing to take that risk and to challenge yourselves. What does the future of Draper hold? When you see the marketplace and when you see what your customers are asking for and looking for, what excites you about the future and what does the future hold for the company?
Yeah, I think we have a very exciting future, and we'll be able to take advantage of that by doing the things that we've always done, which is embracing change and looking for new opportunities. I get excited as we do more specialty work, so we do things that are more custom or more tailored for an application. Gives us the ability to design a solution for a project and add more value to that project. Two of our more recent product areas, solar control solutions and AV mounts and structures, both have a customized aspect to them and are areas that will contribute to our success going forward.
So as the fifth president in Draper's history, that's a really exclusive club. And, you know, it's a group of people that you're all, they're all family members of yours. You're related to all of them. This is a family-owned business, and you're the fifth generation to be president of this company. What does that mean to you personally to be able to carry on this legacy and continue running a company that has been in your family for so long?
Well, I take a lot of pride in that. My father's worked here for over 50 years. With that pride, I'm really looking forward to what we can do and build in the future. I also know that it's a lot of responsibility. Draper's been so successful over the years, and I want to continue to help the company be as successful as it can be.
Are there markets that you look at and that you see that they're not markets that you're currently in, but that you think, you know, we could eventually expand into these markets or, you know, create products that are also available for these particular markets or applications? Is there anything like that as you continue to look towards the future and continue to innovate that you see and you say, yeah, one of these days we're gonna hop into that marketplace as well?
Yeah, I think new products and new markets will always be important to us. It's hard to know today what those areas might be, but we're always looking and we're always evaluating as those opportunities come up.
So, Chris, we're obviously in a strange time as we record this podcast with COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic, and that's caused issues, around the country, around the world, really, as businesses have struggled with how to handle this. So, with your leadership at Draper, how are you tackling this issue, and how is Draper continuing to do business during this time?
Yeah, as you said, it's definitely not normal times, and it's a challenge. Draper is opened. We're continuing to manufacture products and to provide products to take care of our customers. Like a lot of companies, we're trying to balance that with taking care of our employees as well. So we want to make sure that our employees stay safe, but that we're also meeting our customers' needs in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And, you know, we started off the podcast talking about the statistics around family-owned businesses. And I think that's one of the things that just makes Draper so, so unique in this time. But if you had to summarize just Draper's success and the various things that have been important to you and how maybe the message to other family-owned businesses, the message that you would want to send, what would that be? And how would you summarize those thoughts?
Yeah, I think that our success shows that family-owned manufacturing companies can be successful in the United States. We live in the area where we work. We have a sense of community pride. We've been able to be successful continuing to manufacture products in Spiceland, Indiana. And we've been able to grow and thrive and continue to be competitive here in the city where we started.
Yeah, I think that's an absolutely great message. Just that manufacturing in the United States is alive and well, and family-owned businesses can thrive when rooted in the correct culture and with the correct values. And you embody all of that at Draper. So Chris Broom, president, fifth generation president at Draper, thank you so much for joining me today on Engineering Value and talking a little bit more about what makes Draper so unique as a company, the history, and also the future of the business. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. I appreciated the opportunity to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, it was my pleasure getting to be a part of this today. And everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of Engineering Value with Draper. Thank you for checking us out. As always, you can go subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to listen to previous episodes of the podcast, as well as get future episodes there as well. We will be back soon with more episodes. But until then, I've been your host today, Tyler Kern. Thanks for listening.